Do not mistake tame for good. An ox may lower its head to every yoke and earn the farmer's praise, and yet never once ask why the fence was built. There are ages that applaud obedience because courage reminds them of what they surrendered. There are kingdoms that would rather count backs than faces, voices than thoughts, subjects than souls. Beware the smiling counterfeit, the polished spine of melted wax, the tongue that bends before every wind, the man who trades his conscience for applause measured by strangers. He will call surrender wisdom. He will rename fear as kindness. He will decorate cowardice with fashionable words until children forget that mountains were climbed by those who refuse the valley's permission. Guard the gentle, not the weak who worship weakness, but the strong who rise to no end because they know the cost of silence. The hand that can strike yet chooses to build, the heart that has buried its dead yet still makes room for hope, the voice that speaks plainly though lies have become the nation's favorite music. These are the keepers of tomorrow. History did not rise because comfortable crowds agreed. It rose because impossible women and impossible men stood upright while the century leaned. Every bridge, every hymn, every law worth keeping, every act of mercy that outlived its maker was carried first by shoulders mocked for standing too tall. The small rulers of every age have always preferred the pasture. Religions forget themselves when they seek only obedient flocks, and bishops burn those who do not bow. Nations betray themselves when they prize compliance above character, when they harvest numbers and neglect decency, dignity, and nobility. The shepherd who fears grown souls will keep his gates low and call the prison a sanctuary. But humanity was never born to remain livestock. We did not rise merely to eat, to breed, to consume, to obey, and to vanish. We were born unfinished, to climb beyond appetite, to wrestle ignorance into wisdom, to refine fury into justice, to master power with foresight. To become, little by little, greater than the frightened creature from which we begun. This is the oldest pilgrimage. Not from one country to another, nor one creed to another, but from instinct to integrity and greatness. Do not envy pretenders that have nothing to show for themselves. The mask always inherits the face beneath it. If you cannot stand on your own, stand with those whose kindness has muscle, whose patience has purpose, whose calm is never confused with surrender. The age may sneer. It has sneered before. Empires have laughed at truth until their own foundations cracked beneath them. The graveyards are crowded with certainties that mocked the stubborn dignity of a single unbroken soul. Become difficult to corrupt and become unbreakable. Become impossible to purchase. Become unshakable. Become too overpowered, too ancient and wise, too great to panic. Grow, then grow again. Do not stop where comfort names itself maturity. The measure of a life is not how perfectly it fit the herd, but how completely it awakened to what a human being could become. Leave behind more courage than you have inherited. Leave behind more truth than convenience. Leave behind children who know that gentleness is not the absence of strength, but its highest discipline. And when lesser voices invite you to crawl because standing is lonely, answer them with rage and the terrible serenity of one who remembers no fence has ever been high enough to imprison a soul determined to grow all the way into greatness.